Kelly Marlowe, hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How's lockdown been for the last couple of weeks or so?
Not too bad, actually. Yeah, still coming into the office to work and working from home as well. So still full steam ahead, just doing slightly different things than before, really.
You're part of the patient experience team at the Cardiff and Vale Health Board, yeah?
Yeah.
Tell us what you guys do.
Generally, we do quite a lot of things. It's quite a big team across a few different sites. I sit in the voluntary services team, which is within the patient experience department. If you're thinking about my day-to-day job before COVID, I am the youth volunteer project manager, and I create volunteer opportunities and projects for young people, so between the ages of 13 and 25. I support them going forward and help them in their roles within our hospitals. I've always the patient experience team in general do a lot of other things. We've got the concerns department and Sarah, who works in the Macmillan Support Centre, and Susie, who is carers. So it's really kind of broad, the patient experience team and what they do.
So basically, it's kind of a first port of call for any concerns or anything that anyone in hospital kind of thinks, where can I go? It's your kind of the first port of call, really.
Yeah, exactly. Patients, visitors, relatives seek help and advice in terms of anything really to do with that.
You were with us last Volunteers Week, which seems like an age if you take into the account of the last couple of weeks about COVID. You've been extremely busy since this time last year. So tell us some of the things you've been up to.
Sure. So I've been concentrating on a few particular projects, which I can just run through quickly. So one of the things that I first wanted to do is get the age of our ward befrienders down slightly. So generally, we used to take on ward befrienders who were 18 years and plus, and I wanted to bring that down to 16. So I've worked around the governance of that with our information governance and risk and our safeguarding teams to see if that could be a possibility. And we have taken on ward befrienders who are 16-year-olds and above now. So we took 20 new youth ward befrienders between the ages of 16 and 25, and they've just been amazing, settled in really fast into the wards. And along with that, myself and the whole team, actually, not just myself, worked with Cardiff University Pharmacy School to get the whole of the first year students into ward befriending roles. So that's about 125 students.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a really big project. I can't do it on my own. The whole team work on this with me together. So we got them into wards. They go up in pairs and it's all scheduled at different times so the wards aren't overwhelmed all at the same time. So they started in October and they would have finished in March, but I think there was like 2 weeks left or something, and then we had to ask them not to come in anymore because of the pandemic. And we also introduced to them some new training, so they did extra like a half a day dementia training and manual handling as well, so that they could push wheelchairs if, you know, maybe a patient wanted to maybe go out for a walk or, you know, go out to the lake in UHW or something like that. So we worked quite hard on those ward befrienders projects.